This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris says when President Biden told her he was dropping out of the race for the White House, she asked, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yes." She and running mate Tim Walz sat for their first major television interview of the presidential campaign last night on CNN. The AP's Donna Warder with what else she said.
Harris told CNN's Dana Bash that one of her highest priorities as president would be to strengthen the middle class.
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy. I've already laid out a number of proposals in that regard, which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families. For example, extending the child tax credit.
Harris also said that she's unwavering in her commitment to Israel's defense and its ability to defend itself, but she says that civilian deaths have been too high in the Israeli offensive. I'm Donna Warder.
The AP's Jackie Quinn with what Donald Trump is saying about Vice President Harris.
At a campaign stop at a Michigan steel plant, former President Donald Trump railed against Kamala Harris's term in office and promises to fund in vitro fertilization for couples.
We're pro-family.
Trump also blasted Democrat Kamala Harris for inflation.
Kamala's made middle-class life unaffordable and unlivable.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's getaway day for millions of Americans who are traveling for the Labor Day holiday. Now to Texas. A Dallas police officer died and two other officers were wounded by a suspect who was shot and killed by police after a vehicle chase last night, say authorities. They say this was just north of the city. The Israelis say they hit a terrorist cell in the area of the West Bank city of Jenin this morning. This is AP News. There's a court ruling now involving tensions between neighbors in Pennsylvania. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled a Jewish family can keep some anti-hate signs that blanket their yard. An anti-Semitic slur hurled at Simon and Toby Galapo near Philadelphia by a neighbor, a member of the Oberholzer family, during a property dispute 10 years ago, resulted in protest signs pointed at the neighbor's house. The messages include Hitler Eichmann racist, no place for racism, and woe to the racist, woe to the neighbors. The Oberholzers filed a lawsuit saying the signs contain false incendiary words, content innuendo, and slander. Simon Galapo testified he wanted to change his neighbor's behavior. The high court ruled free speech is an invaluable right to speak freely on any subject. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 243 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.